But here, let's say a man lives with an erva. He doesn't become also to his wife. Now the man lives with his wife's sister. He didn't have erva, true. But he does not become also to his wife. So therefore, even if he did it be made, he's mutter to his wife. So now that he only did it be shoygeg, pshita the rabbonah does not make any xeris. So that's why Mishnah says again, that in the case that your wife, you thought you died, and you live with her sister, when your wife comes back, you're allowed to go back to your wife, you mutter to your wife. All right, we'll stop here.
He's put it to go back to his wife.
You're holding off Tzadik Hei Amar Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh, and we know that Loch is, let's say a man thought his wife died, and he married her sister. So the kids, they didn't have ever, like he lived with his wife's sister. So Loch is, even later when we find out your wife is still alive, you're allowed to live with your wife. You don't become usher to your wife. There's only halacha if the isha lives with another man, then she becomes also to a husband. But if the husband lives with another isha, an isha tzasuruloi, he does not become also to his wife. And the Gemara is said on top of Tzadikei, because the pasuk says the Tanya, oisa, we dash in the word oisa. So we say, oisa shchivasa isrosa, v'yein shchivasa choisa osrosa. That oisa, the Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'shachav ish oisa. The pasuk says about a lady that's married. If another man, a stranger, lives with her, then she's also to a husband. That's the halacha. She's like a soifta, she's also to a husband. So the diyuk is oisa, only the isha, when she lives with another husband, with another man, then she becomes also to a husband. But the opposite way, in the case where the man lives with his wife's sister, if the husband doesn't have era, he does not become also to his wife. That's a diyuk oisa, she becomes also and not him. So the Gemara says, because without the pasuk, sheyocho v'aloy dinu. Really, if there wouldn't have been a pasuk here, I would have said in Svar and Kal v'chaimam that you should become also with your wife. Because like this, Oma b'mokim shabu alisa kal. Maduch when an isha is an ashes ish, lives with another man. It's called an isa kal. Nesar ho'oiser, that Nesar means ho'oiser, ho'oiser means the husband. So husband, when you marry a lady, you ask your wife on the whole world. That's the halacha. When you makadish her, the pshat from kedushin is, you makadish your wife, that she is now also to everybody else. So the husband asks his wife and everybody else. When his wife now lives with somebody else, doesn't have her, she lives with another man, she becomes also to a husband. Now, we'll soon, at the end of the Gemara, we'll see why the Isser Eishes Ish is called an Issakal. But now the Gemara is going that this is called an Issakal. When a married lady lives with another man, the halacha is she becomes usher to a husband. So if so, Mokom Shabu al Issachomer, in the case where a husband lives with his wife's sister, with his sister-in-law, for sure his wife should be usher. Why? Because that's called an Issachomer. Your sister-in-law is called a more chamadik iser. And the Gemara later will say, because a sister-in-law is osir, even after you give your wife a get, calls in mind your wife is alive, you're not allowed to marry her sister. Ma'ashenken and Ashes Ish, when the husband gives her a get, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. So a wife has an easier heter to get married to somebody else than a husband has to marry his wife's sister. The only way a husband can marry his wife's sister is his wife died. But calls the mind his wife is alive, even though he gives his wife a gift, still he's also to his sister. So here, where the man is doing an Issachomer, the man is living with his wife's sister, is Einoi Din Shenesar Oiser? Isn't it for sure to become a Nesar the Oiser? In other words, the lady, his wife, should become also to him. Why is she called the Oiser, his wife? Because what's the reason why the husband can't marry the sister? Only because of his wife. Like this, a man is allowed to marry two wives. Just when you marry your wife, though, because of your wife, you're not allowed to marry her sister. So in Svara should be that if a husband lives with his wife's sister, he should become also to his own wife. That's what I would have said in Svara. And that I need the post. The post says no. For shochav ish oisa, that if a man lives with a married lady, then the lady becomes also to a husband. But not the opposite way, not when the husband lives with the sister-in-law. Tzadik Hei holding. Yeah, Tzadik Hei on top, five lines down. Mar says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lenech Luku Be Shamayu Be Tilul, Be Boal Chamoisoi, She Poisla Sishtoi. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That both Be Shamayu Be Tilul both agree that if a man lives with his mother-in-law, notice he married his wife, and then later he lives with his mother-in-law, he did an Aveira, you're not allowed to live with your mother-in-law, if he lives with his mother-in-law, She Poisla Sishtoi, that now your wife becomes usa to you. Both Beisham and Beisil hold like this. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Aman nechleku, where is the machloikis between Beisham and Beisilu? Bebu ala chois ishtoi. In the case where a man lives with his wife's sister, on that aveira. She Beisham ayoimrim poisloi, poiso. Beisham, he says, even in such a case, where a husband lives with his wife's sister, now his wife becomes usa to him. It's like a soita, he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore. Beisilu says, Loi poisel, no, like with Ashen Apostle before. Oisoi, and not your sister-in-law. So Beisilu holds that even if a man lives with his wife's sister, Lamaisa, his wife is still mutter to him. That's the halacha. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, though. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chiddush, that even Beisilu agrees that if a man lives with his mother-in-law, then his wife becomes also. We'll soon see why. Why Rabbi Yehuda says this? Omer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi argues and says no. Omer Rabbi Yosi. Lo nechluku be shamayu be silul. Bebo ala chos ishtoi shaloi poislas ishtoi. They both agree that if a man lives with his wife's sister, that his wife does not become asa to him. He did an aveira. You're not allowed to do it. It's a chayv krisis. But lamaisa, your wife is still mutter to you. Like lalocha, your wife does not become asa. That's what Rabbi Yosi says. Both agree to this. Aman nechleku, where is the machlokes between Beisham and Beisilu? Where is the machlokes? Bebo al chamoisai. In a case where a husband lives with his mother-in-law, he's born his wife's mother. She Beisham ayomrim poiso. Beisham, I said in such a case, you should know your asa to your wife. If you live with his with her mother, so halacha is, once you live like with the mother, you're not allowed to live with the daughter anymore. That's Beisham Shita. So once you live with the mother, you can't live with your wife anymore. Beisilu says, Loi poisel. That's halacha. That you're still mutter to your wife. Even though you did the Aveira, you live with your mother-in-law, but you didn't marry her. And even if you would marry her, the Kedusha would not be chal, because she's a chayv krisus. You're not allowed to marry a mother and a daughter. So since you married the daughter, the mother is a chayv krisus. And the halacha is Kedusha is not chal. So even if you had married, the Kedushin is not chal. And now that you lived with her, true, you did an aveira of a chayv krisus, but your wife is still mutter to you. That's the halacha. Now he explains himself. Lefi, this is Rabbi Yosi explaining himself now. Lefi shebetchila, at the beginning, before they first got married, the first husband and wife, who mutter b'chol anoshim shemoylem? A man, he's a bachelor, he can marry any lady he wants in the world. He can marry any lady. For he, Anisha, before she's married, muteres b'chol anoshim shebo'ilam. She can get married to any man. She has an open world. Any man she wants, so she can marry. Kitshahu, now when a husband marries his wife, is oisra. She becomes osa. That she cannot marry anybody else. She's osa now to the whole world. For he, oisra osoi. And she asks as a husband, now her husband, even Midiraisa, are not allowed to marry certain ladies. Even though Midiraisa, you're allowed to marry two ladies, you could have two wives, but you can't marry two sisters. So since you married your first wife, you're now not allowed to marry her mother, and you're not allowed to marry her sister. Now, Meruba Issa Sheosra Meissa Sheosrasoi Sheosrasuhu. What he asks is on her, her restrictions are much bigger than his restrictions. Shehu osra b'chol anoshim shemoylem. Because the man, when you marry your wife, you put an isra upon your wife, your makadisha, that now she's also to the whole world. She can't marry anybody else. She can't live with anybody else. That's her isurim. For he, what does she do to you? For he, she, lo yasra sohu, ela b'kroi v'seho. She only puts a restriction upon you that now you're not allowed to marry her k'roi v'se.
You can't marry her mother. You can't marry your sister. That's all. If she had a daughter before, you can't marry your daughter. But anybody else, with the rights, you're allowed to marry?
So now the svar is like this. V'yaloi dinu. Really, it's a svar like this. Umahu, maduch the man. She'osra b'chol anoshim shebo'ilam. When you mekadish your wife, you put an isra upon her, she can't live with anybody else. Shogago b'yosolo. Eina noiseres b'mutolo. That let's say she's a shogay, she lives with somebody else, another oinus. A man forces to live with her. L'maisa, still she's mutter to her husband. Hey, shogago b'yosolo. Is eina noiseres b'mutolo. That if she had a shogeg with another man, like she was an anusa with another man, she's still mutter to her husband. He, now, now she, the lady, the wife, that only asked her husband on her kroivos, shogag biyosolo, if let's say the man now, by mistake, lived with his sister-in-law, or lived with his mother-in-law, is einadin shloi nesa loi bemutter. Isn't it for sure that he should still be mutter to his wife? So v'zeh adin l'shoigig. This is a svar in shoigig. That ma'adoch aneshis ish, when she has a nusa, she lives with another man. B'shoigig means be honest. She's mutter to her husband still. Aneshis Yisrael is forced to live with another man. She's still mutter to her husband. So if so, when the husband lives with his sister-in-law, b'shoigig, pshita, he's still mutter to his wife. That's a svar by shoigig. What about l'mezid? For the Gemara lemezid minayin, how do we know that the mezid, if willingly, the husband lives with his sister-in-law, or the husband lives with his mother-in-law, how do we know that he's still mutter to his wife? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, oisa. Like Rashi said before, the Pasuk says, v'shachav ish oisa. That if a lady is married, and another man lives with her, she becomes also to her husband. So the dinik is, oisa, she the wife, shchivasa is rosa. That when the wife lives with another man, then she becomes also to her husband. But if let's say your husband lived with her sister, then she's okay, she's still mutter to her husband. She doesn't become also to her husband. The only thing that makes the wife also to her husband is she lives with another man. But if the husband lives with her sister, then she's still mutter to her husband. That's a svar of Rabbi Yossi. So on your wife's sister, everybody agrees that she's mutter. You're still mutter to your husband. Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rosh Lakish. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's all this swore in Rabbi Yehuda though? Rabbi Yehuda said not like this. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that both Beishami, both Beisil agree that if you live with your mother-in-law, you become also to your wife. They both agree, even Beisil agrees to that. The Machlokes is if you live with your sister-in-law, there Beitzil is matter. But if you live with your mother-in-law, then you become also to your wife. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The kasha is why. So Paul Mar says, the Pasuk says, Bo'esh yisrafu oisai v'yesen. It says when you live with your mother-in-law, the Pasuk says you have to burn them both. Mashma, you have to burn the mother-in-law. She did the Averim. And you have to burn the daughter also. Shrati Gemara, v'chi kol abayas kula b'sreifa. So you have to burn the whole house. Like, for what purpose do you have to burn his wife? His wife didn't do anything wrong. The man now, the husband now, went and did an Avera and lived with his wife's mother. So who did the Avera? The mother-in-law and the husband, but not the wife. So why does the Pasuk say like a plural lashon? They all have to be killed. So Gemara dashins, imeinu yinyan l'sreifa, if it does not mean to be burnt, that's for sure. She does not have to be killed, the wife. The wife didn't do anything wrong. So why does the pasuk conclude it for? Is to know in Yili Yisura. That's what you this pshat. Put the pasuk teach us that Lamaisi, your wife now is also to you. She becomes also. For the fact that a husband lives with his mother-in-law, automatically he becomes also to his wife. That's what you this swara. That's what this pasuk is saying. Be'esh Yisrafu oisav yesen. And Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, now you should know, ain't halacha Rav Yehuda. We don't pass him like Rav Yehuda. That's the halacha. That even if a man lives with his mother-in-law, he's still allowed to stay married with his wife. He's still mutter to his wife. Halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. So if we don't dash in the pasuk this way, that sena means that she becomes osa to you. So Gemara says now who the avad isura bechamte. There was a case that a husband lived with his mother-in-law. Asya Rav Yehuda, they brought him in front of Rav Yehuda, Nagde, and he gave him malchus, like beat him up. Omale, he said like this to the person, Elav, if not for the fact, the Omar Shmuel, ain't aloch like Rav Yehuda, if it wouldn't be for the fact that Shmuel Paskin, the aloch is not like Rav Yehuda, is asirta alocha isura diolam. I would have put an isra upon you for always. In other words, really, I would have passed like Rav Yehuda, that when a man lives with his mother-in-law, he becomes also to his wife, Leolam. He can't live with his wife anymore. So he's saying, really, that's the way I hold. But since Shmuel Paskin, not like this, I'll be making, I'm not going to put the Yisra upon you, I'm only giving you Malkus, that's all. Yeah. So that's Takad Alocha. Alocha is the Paskin like Rav Yosi, that in both cases, the husband is always mutter to his wife. A husband never becomes also to his wife for what he does. The only time is if the wife lives with another man, then she becomes also to her husband. Now the Gemara Sakashim, Ma is the Kal. Before we said it's a Kal v'chayma, that if Maduch, when your wife, Anashishish, lives with another man, she becomes also to you. So really, when the husband lives with his sister-in-law, he should also become also to his wife, if not for the posik. That was the Svar before. Tomorrow says, what's called an Issachal and what's called an Issachomer? My Issachal, what's called a lenient and easy Issa? So Amar Rav Chizda wanted to say that Machse Girushosei, when a person remarries his wife, Misha Nisseis, that's an Avera. That if you gave your wife a get, and she got married to another man, and she lived with him, and then the second husband gave her a get, the halacha is the first husband is not allowed to remarry her. It's called Machse Girushosei. Now, when the first husband lived with her, the first husband was Makadish the lady, she becomes also to everybody. Tai, she's even also to the second husband. And then when the first husband gives her a get, she becomes Mutter. But now when the second husband lives with her, she makes it also now for the first husband to take her back again. So that's the Svara. Madach by this Issachal of Master Grishosai. When the second husband lives with her, the first husband becomes also to his wife. So here also the svar is that when a husband lives with his sister-in-law, that's a chom b'dik avera, it's a chayv krisus, for sure he should be also to his wife. That's the kal b'chayma. And on that, we said before, we have a ferish posik. The posik says, davka oisa. Only your wife becomes also for something she does wrong. But something the husband does wrong, the husband does not become also. So Morris says, no, Ma, this can't be the pshat. This is not called an Issachal. Because I'll tell you, Ma l'masi gurushosoi mishenises. You know what's special about this Avera? That when your wife lived with somebody else, you can't take her back again. Shekeinit ma'aguf. Once where is your wife here, live with another husband. So since your wife lived with another husband, that's why you're not allowed to marry her back. Ma'ashenki, what's our case? Where the man, the husband, lived with the sister-in-law. Live with his wife's sister. You want to say he's also to his wife? Why? There was no tumah done to his wife. His wife didn't live with anybody else. But over here, the reason why you can't be machzor your grushosli is because your wife lived with another husband. That's why you can't remarry her. So there's no proof in a case where the man lives with the sister-in-law that the husband should be also to his own wife. Vaitav yisura barayv. And by machzor grushosli, this applies to everybody. Mashenkin over here, it's only your sister-in-law that's also to you, nobody else. For Yisur Yis Oilam, and a Masag Rishosa the Locher is, you're never allowed to marry her back again. Once your wife got married to another man, and the man lived with her, then there's no way in the world that you're allowed to remarry her. So Masag Rishosa is an Yisur Oilam. Mashenkin, that you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. That's only cause of mine, your wife is alive. If your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your wife's sister. So the Isra of your wife's sister is not so strong as Machzor Grushosei. So that can't be the Kal V'chayma. You can't tell me if I find a case that an easy Isra, your wife becomes Osir to you, for sure, Chomadik Isra, your wife should also be Osir. That can't be the Svaris of Machzor Grushosei Negei to your sister-in-law. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Ashlokas. Shlokas says like this, Yivama, The case is by Yivama. That's the case. Tomorrow says, Yivama Laman. What are we talking about? Ilay Mila Yachar. That we're talking about now, what happened there? There was a Shemeris Yovam. That your brother died. And the wife now is supposed to wait for the brother to be Miyabim. And instead of waiting, she went and got married to somebody else. That's called a Shemeris Yovam, live with somebody else. Rashi Shebo Le'acha Menashuk. Somebody else Menashuk, live with her. So Yivam, like Rashi said, the case is that she's a Shemeris Yovam, and instead she got married to somebody Menashuk. So, and Ukid Rav Hamnuna, the Gemara says, like Rav Hamnuna's halacha. The Yom Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna says, Shemeris Yovam. Shezinsa, in a case again, where you're a Shemeris Yovam, means that you're supposed to be waiting for your brother-in-law to be Miyabim you. Your husband died without children, and there's a brother alive. So Loch Rish, she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. She's supposed to wait for her brother-in-law. And instead of waiting, she got married to somebody else. So Rav Nuna holds, Asura Liyavma. She now becomes Asa to a Yavam. Later, the Yavam can't make Yivam anymore. So that's the case now, that since she lived with somebody else, she becomes Asa to Yavam. And what type of an Avera did she do here? Only a Chai V'Lavin. So you see, Maduch by Nista Kal of a Chai V'Lavin, the lady becomes also to a husband who had been here also. When the man does the strict Isser of living with his sister-in-law, he becomes also to his wife. So Mara says again, no, there's no proof. I tell you, Ma li Yivama shekein nitmaguf. You know why the Yivama now, your brother's wife, is also to you? Because she lived with another man. So something happened to her body. That's why you're not allowed to marry her. Ma shekein, when the husband lives with his sister-in-law, nothing happened to his wife though. No tum happened to his wife. So his wife should be mutter to him. Vaitiv Yisur Barayv. A Shemeris Yavam can't marry anybody. Only the Yavam. Mashenkein, the husband, he could marry else whoever he wants. It's only the sister and the mother he can't marry. So Mel, that can't be the case. Ela Yavam L'Yachin. The case is where the Yavam, a Yavama, again, the brother died, and now one of the other brothers did something to her first. And when one brother did something to her, now the other brothers can't be Miyabma. Now, Ovad Bamaima, let's say the brother died, and there are three brothers still alive. Now, one brother gave her Maimer, gave her Kedushin, that's only Chal Medrabonin. So, Lachar is, Hay Osro Lei Dahai. The Lachar is, when one brother gives Maimer, no other brother now has the right to make Yibum. He asks her on them. Bo Alei Iduch, let's say now another brother lives with the Yivama, is Osro Lei Dahai, he makes it also to the first one. So you see, in the case of this Yavama, that one brother did this Isser, it's only like an Isser the Rabbanan. And still you see, because the brother was Miyabimah, she becomes also to the first brother. So first of all, the Gemara says that can't be the case. Because Ma'i Rishabor Le'asheni, what do you have to say the fact the second brother was Miyabimah made Bia? That she's also to the first brother. Afilu Ovid Bonami Maimer. Even if the second brother only made Maimer, she becomes also to the first brother. So Hal Akasha, that's not Akasha. Hatek Rabbi Gamliel. We're going now according to Rabbi Gamliel that we had before the Yomar. Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. When one brother makes Maimer with his Yavama, and then his second brother makes Maimer, it means nothing. The second Maimer is nothing. So in such a case, she would have been Mutter to the first brother. So we have to say the case is that the second brother was Miyabma. The Mora says no. El Afilo Nosen Lo Get. V'Afilo Cholos Lo. You don't have to have a case, so you see it's not such a chomedic yisr altogether. It's not because of the bia. If the second brother would have given her a get, or would have given a chalitza, also she's also to the Yivama. So if you see Yibam is a special halachom, there's no proof to the yisr of your wife's sister. So more says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Saita. The case is of a Saita, that if your wife lives with another man, she becomes asa. Fred Gemara, Saita Laman, who does the wife become asa to? Eli Malabal, if you want to say to the husband, Labal. So tomorrow, Bo Labal, Osrolei. Eli Malabal, to the husband, Bo Labal, even if the Baal lives with her, Osrolei the boyo. The Baal also asks her onto the boyo. Yeah, like Rashi says, Eli Malabal, if you want to say to the husband, Sheniv Alo Labal, Achash Kinolo, when a husband gives his wife Kino. He warns her, don't be with a man. Halacha Rish is called a Saita.
and the husband's not allowed to live with her anymore. Up until it doesn't give him from the mayim to drink the mayamorim, the husband can't live with her either.
See, if so, lebal bo le bal osro le, that the husband's lost to her anyway. So Gemara says the boil. You want to say that she becomes lost to the boil. For the Gemara, like ma'i ribole, what do you have to say? Because the husband lived with her, that's why she becomes lost to the boil. Afilu nasan lo get, even if the husband gives her a get, she's lost to the boil. V'afilu omar ein ani mashka, even if the husband says I'm not going to give her to drink for the me'amorim lemaisa, once your wife became a saita, she's automatically lost to her husband, and she's also lost to the boil. She can't live with either one of them. So that can't be the case of an Issachar. It's not because of any new bia. Even without the fact the husband lived with her, when you suspected your husband, your wife, and he gave us kina, and then you have stira, and they were found to be together, your wife and that man, automatically she becomes asa to you. Not because you have any new bia right now. So it's not the fact that a bia now is asering you on your wife. So that can't be the case here. Ela b'soita l'boyim. I tell you, we're talking about right now the soita to the boil. In other words, in the case where you have your wife and she lived with another man, in the case where she lived with another man, because of that bia, she becomes also to you, to the husband. For the Gemara, ha-yisakala, was that a simple issa? Issa chomeru, ta'inu eshesish. That's mamish the issa of an eshesish. That's not a simple issa. That's a very strict issa. Why is it called an issakala?